This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. Superficially, Worth Our Wait looks like a playful, trendy Sonoma County bistro. But inside, amid the walk-in fridge, the pastry ovens, the prep counters, and the small, comfortable dining area, there's more teaching than eating going on. Chef Evelyn Cheatham, the Worth Our Wait program founder and director, explains that the primary emphasis is on offering what she calls underserved youth a pathway to success outside of school.
The program, on the surface, is a culinary apprenticeship program, so it's learning culinary skills without doing classroom work, because a lot of our population, our target population, doesn't do well in classroom work. As soon as you say the word classroom, all the barriers go up. So this population, and I as well, learn and love to do things by doing it. We can talk about it a lot, but doing it is always a wonderful thing. It's positive.
And who are the kids in that population?
Kids come from all walks of life. Parents and grandparents bring them. They come as referrals from probation. They come as community service referrals. One of my pet populations is foster care kids who are aging out. It's a place to find family. It's a place to get a skill for work or for later in life.
There is no fixed curriculum at Worth Our Wait, often just WOW for short. But Cheatham does have some basic expectations for her students.
Before they move on, they have to spend the year here. Sometimes they go away for 3 or 4 months and come back. But they do have to learn front house skills. They have to learn how to cook. They have to learn how to chop. They have to learn how to clean up. They have to be able to wash dishes and mop the floor and not have any ego about it. Because in this business, we do everything. I wash dishes, everybody washes dishes. I mop the floor, everybody mops the floor. And so a lot of it is about work training and being successful at your job.
And how does she measure their success?
If they learn something and go away and come back, that's success to me. If they learn something and go and get a job, that's success. If they keep their job, that's success. If they get promoted in their job, that's success. But it's different for everyone because they all have different challenges.
And different aspirations. Claire, one of the current program participants, has found a job that suits her.
I like cooking on the line because it's like fast-paced and it's interesting.
Martin has entrepreneurial aspirations.
Right now I'm just learning. And hopefully I can run a business one day and put out my own food.
And Luke discovered unexpected rewards from learning how to bake a pie.
This is like complicated. Making the crust around the sides is a lot different than I expected. A pie is something you make, and it looks like delicious and beautiful, and I made that. So I made something delicious and beautiful for everybody to eat.
Worth Our Wait is still settling into their new location near Montgomery Village in Santa Rosa, where they're now offering breakfast and lunch on Fridays and Saturdays, plus Sunday brunch. But Cheatham cautions new visitors not to expect such standard restaurant conventions as menus or prices.
The meals that we serve here are a byproduct of our education. And so we invite the community to come in, join us for our meals, basically on the weekends, and then we ask for a donation for what we serve. It's experimental, but we're hoping that the community will support it.
I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.